You're listening to the Happy Hour Podcast with Dr. Jay Dene. The Happy Hour Podcast is a space for the self-aware, accomplished woman and leader, professionally or personally, to connect, learn, and grow, fueled by her feminine juices. Listen to hear strategies and processes from Dr. Jay Dene and other experts to begin working to live a full and satisfying life while amplifying your leadership effectiveness.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am so super excited. I always get really excited when people decide to put themselves first. And the fact that you are listening to this indicates that you have decided to put yourself first. So I am excited for you. I'm excited for me too. I'm Jay Dene. What you're going to need to do in order to have success and the continued success throughout the year is just to continue to show up. Continue to show up for yourself and be committed to doing the work that's required every day. Today, I just want to provide us an overview. We're going to be working in four different themes. And the first theme is going to be have it your way. And I really wanted to emphasize that you really can have it your way. And I wanted to start off with this because it communicates that. It communicates the fact that we do have a power, a latent power within us to lead and to make decisions that are in our best interest every single day. And that is relative to the decisions that we make for our home and relative to the decisions that we make for our work. So my goal with you is going to be to help you to become a more productive and more engaging leader. We know that leaders typically are the ones who establishes the vision. Leaders are the decision makers. The leaders are the thinkers. We're the ones who communicate the vision and what the goals are. We sort of monitor how successful we are with meeting those goals, and we are also tweaking them along the way if they're not working right. And we love doing that work. It's amazing. We love having the power. We love having the influence. We love having the opportunity to help others to maximize their own skill sets and to see the entire picture come together. And we love it when we're successful. Sometimes, though, we have a really difficult time with fitting ourselves into that equation. And the thrill of an external achievement is the thing that drives us. And what I want to encourage us to do is to give some of our time to ourselves. I want us to get to a place where we are good with giving ourselves time, because that is the balance that we need in order to have a healthy and happy life. We are oftentimes very stressed out because of family responsibilities and work responsibilities. And when we learn to take care of ourselves, we really do handle that stress in a completely different way. So I'm going to be asking you to do some things just really to think. I'm not going to be asking you to take on a part-time job or to go too much out of your way. I'm just going to be asking you to at this point in time, just to carve out a little morsel of time for yourself on a daily basis. And I'm going to be asking you to really think about how you have become the leader that you are. How did you become that? And I hope to guide you to kind of developing into a more authentic leader and a more authentic person. So we're going to get started with kind of looking at who we are and how we became who we are. How did we become this leader that we are today? And we are a leader in every part of our life. And if you're not a leader, it's time to get there, because the only way that you're going to be able to change the circumstances of your life is that you become a leader for yourself first. So you have to be leading yourself first before you can effectively lead and happily lead and in a healthy way lead other people. So if you're one saying, well, I'm not really a leader, you should be a leader in your own life. So we can start with that. But we want to look at, how do we become the leaders that we are? And when we look at our role in the house and with our families and with our children, we want to sort of analyze, like, how did we get to this place? Are these the decisions that I make consciously? Is this my ideal situation? What is it that I want to change? Do I need an overhaul change? Do I need a complete overhaul here? Or do I need to just tweak some things? And those decisions are up to you. And how do you fit into all of that? And that's really the sweet spot. That is the most important thing. Where are you fitting into all of that? Are your needs being met? Are you being real to yourself? Are you showing up for your family in a real way? And then we're going to do the same thing at work, because generally at home, we're kind of going along with a social understanding of what we should do. And at work, we go and we adopt our leadership practices based on policy, based on the needs of our staff or our direct reports, based on what our immediate supervisor expects of us. We want to sort of pull that apart, think about who we are, and I'm going to challenge you to do that every single day. And I'm just going to ask you to just honestly and truly think about the person that you are and how you got to that place. Okay? So you and I are going to have to recommit to our lives every day in order that we can have it our way. We need to create that. In order to create that, we need to immediately step up. Bye.
So I want you to keep in mind as we move along that you are on your journey, and I want you to be kind and gentle to yourself along the way. I also want you to stay in touch with me on Instagram at Dr. J. Denae. And until the next time, take good care of yourself. Bye-bye.